We have our first guest already lined up and waiting patiently on the hotline. Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina is joining us. Matt, how are things down in Medina?
Things are always sunny and beautiful down in Medina, Andy.
Very nice. Send some of that sunshine up this way to Elyria, please. It's not raining for the time being, which is a nice change of pace. But as we look up into the sky, I think if we ever see the sun again, but it just might blind us up here.
it has been a bit dreary around Ohio lately.
Yeah, just a tad. You never know that it was June 6th based on the weather we've had the last few days here. But better days are most definitely ahead, my friend. And I want to look ahead to, I'm sure, what is one of your favorite events of the year, Pizza Palooza. The name alone gets us all excited. What are the details on this year's Pizza Palooza event?
Pizza Palooza is a partnership between United Way of Medina County and Feeding Medina County and Main Street Medina, as a way to showcase all the nonprofits and social service agencies doing really good work around Medina County. Honestly, the event was created as a complete bait and switch. We make no bones about that. We have a plethora of pizzerias around Medina, so we wanted to do an event that we knew would draw people to the square, but we wanted to do something to showcase, again, the social service agencies in town. So we thought, no one's going to come up to the square just to walk around and look at social services. So Pizza Palooza was invented, and people come up here and buy tickets to taste the different pizzas and then vote for their favorite. And then while they're up here tasting the pizza, they walk around and interact with the nonprofits and social services, and it's an incredible event.
You guys have also found a way to really have some fun with this. You created pizza passports. You also have celebrity judges. If you can, kind of shed some light on that as well. I know the celebrity judge thing has really kind of become a pretty cool thing at this event. And explain the idea of the pizza passport.
Yeah, so when people come to the event, they come up to the tent. Westfield Bank is our main sponsor, and all the Westfield staff are there helping out. So people come up and they buy a ticket, and then they get sample tickets to go to each different pizzeria and get a sample. And then they also get a separate ticket with which they can judge for their favorite. So at the end of the event, we'll have the people's favorite and the judge's favorite. People's favorite is by popular vote. Whoever gets the most tickets wins. And then judge's favorite, this year we have 7 judges from around the community who sample each pizza pie and then collectively decide which one they feel is best. And the winner gets a 3-foot red, green, and gold trophy.
Very nice. Very, very cool stuff. So where and when exactly is the Pizza Palooza taking place?
Pizza Palooza is on the Medina Square, June 15th, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
So that's a week from this coming Saturday, and it's taking place right at the square.
Correct. And it's really a great day. There's a lot of needs around Ohio, and certainly Medina County is not unique in that. By having this on our square and putting social services and nonprofits front and center, in a way we're kind of taking the stigma out of those who might need services but may not know where to go and get them. So this is a way that we can help other groups within our community get some exposure and connect with the people who really need their services and try and build up the entire community together.
Is the hope that folks who are going around getting some of the pizza might see something and say, oh, I wasn't aware that was here, and might seek help in that sense, or that some folks might be willing to volunteer sometime if they see something that really intrigues them?
Yeah, absolutely. We have probably close to 60 nonprofits signed up for that day. And I think if you ask anyone around Medina how many nonprofits or social service groups are in Medina, nobody would say 60. So a lot of these groups are doing really good work in helping people out. We've had stories. The first year, it was kind of heartbreaking but also inspiring. Some woman came up for Pizza Palooza. She wandered on the square and said, you know, what's going on? We said, well, it's Pizza Palooza and the nonprofit showcase. And she just kind of broke down and said, my son came home last night, told me that his girlfriend is pregnant, and I don't know what to do. So we were able to connect her with nonprofits and agencies that could help her out with family planning, with finances, and it was really kind of a win-win for everyone. She was lost and confused, didn't know who within the county to turn to, and we were able to help make those connections for her.
That's a great story.
Yeah, that's a terrific story. Terrific story. Well, and that's kind of what these events are all about, right? I mean, yes, it's a good idea. It's just an excuse to go down there, eat pizza, have a good time, all that good stuff. But essentially, situations like that, I mean, effectively, that's what these kinds of events are all about, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, we're trying to take the stigma out of those who need help. And if we can make connections between the services and getting those services to the people who really need them, that's what our work is about.
Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, you know, I know this is one of many great events you guys have coming up over the summertime. You guys just recently wrapped one up, and I want to give you a chance to kind of tell us about how successful it was. It was the Kids Day of Safety and Play event that you guys just recently hosted. Tell us what went on here and why this was so incredibly successful for you guys.
Sure. This is an event that we've been doing. I believe this is our sixth year. It's an incredible partnership between Main Street Medina and Cleveland Clinic Medina Hospital. We used to have a chalk art festival where people could draw on the sidewalks, and it was fun, but it never was really great. So we like to always reinvent ourselves. So we thought, you know what? It's the beginning of summer. Let's just have a day of play on the square. So we had games and hopscotch and stuff. And the hospital came to us and said, you know, we have the safety fair at the hospital, but we'd like to partner with you. So we put them together for Kids Day of Safety and Play, and it's just honestly one of the most fun events we do on the square. We have probably 25 different vendors and businesses that have children's activities, they have craft projects, they have physical fitness challenges, games and stuff for the kids to do. And then the hospital also coordinates this big safety fair where kids can climb up and sit in a fire engine. They can learn how to use a fire extinguisher and put out a fire. It was even cool this year, the school system came out with a school bus, which for most people doesn't sound that interesting, but we actually have a lot of homeschooled kids in Medina, or a lot of kids who will be starting school next year and riding the bus. So this is a way for them, in a very relaxed atmosphere, to actually get on the bus and check it out and not be too afraid. So it's a cool way, again, in which we're trying to educate the public on safety, especially kids, kind of take the fear out of, you know, the fire and policemen and really make those connections around town.
About how many years has this been going? Is this the first year you guys have done the Kids Day of Safety and Play event? Did this totally replace the chalk event, or how long has this been going on?
No, I think this is actually the sixth year. It gets bigger and bigger every year. We had probably 4,500 to 5,000 guests on the square on Saturday. It was a beautiful day. The square was packed. We share the square with our farmers market, so there were people all over the place just having a good time.
So you guys timed that perfectly because there haven't been really many nice days. Saturday during the day was great until the skies opened up in the evening time, but you guys timed that perfectly on Saturday. So
we lucked out, man. That's the first big event on the square of the season for us, and it was a home run all the way.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, this is something that you guys told us about when we had you on the show when we were down at Castle Noel for the Spotlight on Medina, and you mentioned you needed a month or so before you got all the details together. Now I know you guys are ready to rock and roll with this, but what can you tell us about the historic tax credit workshop that's being held in Medina later on this month?
Sure. The tax credit workshop is a program put on by Heritage Ohio, which is a state agency really focused on preservation. They also oversee all the Ohio Main Street programs. So tax credits, sometimes they're a bit controversial because people have misconceptions that money is being given away. But tax credit projects for historic properties is the number one program, honestly, across the country that is revitalizing communities through old buildings. If you're familiar at all with the Gordon Square Arts District on the west side of Cleveland, that whole district would not have happened without historic tax credits. So when a developer buys an historic building, they get credits on that, and they can sell those to people. So sometimes a bank or an investor will pay 90 cents on the dollar. So it's a way to bring cash into a project to renovate an historic building. So there's a lot of interest around Ohio on this, and Heritage Ohio is going to different communities across the state and kind of having these hour-long informational seminars. We're thrilled. We do have a tax credit project here in the city of Medina on the Farmers Exchange, just down from Castle Noel, and it's the first in Medina County. As I said, there's a lot of misconceptions or misinformation about how the program works. So this is a way that Heritage Ohio and Main Street Medina are reaching out to communities to educate them that it's a very involved process, but bar none, it's the easiest way to bring cash into a project to keep historic buildings and put new businesses and residences inside them.
Very cool stuff. Well, Matt, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend, and we'll have you on again here very soon because I know you guys have a lot of other awesome events coming up this summer, Medina Fest, and I know you guys have a lot of other really awesome ones coming up as well, so we'll definitely do this again soon, my friend.
That sounds great, Andy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt. Again, Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.